The move to get rid of the Electoral College and award the presidency to the candidate who actually gets the most votes is gaining traction in Ohio. Attorney General Dave Yost has certified a ballot summary for a group to begin the process of collecting petition signatures to put the proposal on the Ohio ballot. State Representative David Leland says he's not the one who filed the paperwork to authorize Ohio's membership in the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, but he's long been behind the idea of scrapping the electoral vote, which was originally designed to prevent the tyranny of the majority.
Now what we have is tyranny of the minority. We have a situation where a minority of the people in the United States are actually controlling what happens in our presidential elections. I want everybody's vote to count the same. I don't want tyranny from anybody.
Ohio has 18 electoral votes, and all of those go to the winner of the popular vote in the state. But if enough states sign on to this national compact, it would become the law of the nation. So far, 13 states have signed on to it. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.